You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal and on CKUT.ca on the web. I am Titouan, and this is All Things McGill, and we have a new volunteer co-hosting today.
Hi, I'm Elnathan.
Exactly. It is 11:04. We're going to, you know, listen to some music. It is our funding drive this week and next week as well. So we'll remind you to make a little donation if you can on our website, CKUT, and donate. Yeah, we're going to continue with some music. We'll also talk about the strikes that happened last week. It's going to be a good little hour. Yeah, do you have anything you want to say?
Not immediately, no.
That is very fair. All right. We just heard a song. I'm getting lost in my playlist right now, but it's okay. We are going to continue with Starmaniac by Crystal Murray. She's a French singer, and yeah, it's just very nice pop music.
I could be the Pourquoi je ne pleure pas, tous les jours je retiens les larmes, comme si ça faisait disparaître les problèmes. Pourquoi je ne pleure pas, tous les jours je retiens les larmes, quoi que l'on fasse, il y aura toujours plein de problèmes. Quoi que l'on fasse, il y aura toujours plein de problèmes. Moi je fais du son, pas seulement parce que ça me plaît, ça me permet de penser mes plaies. Je peux pas vivre sans la musique, mais je peux pas vivre sans blé. Fuck la fac, les sentiers, à ces gens je veux pas ressembler. Si l'inspire vient à manquer, je peux toujours sampler, ressembler. Mais là je sens que mes fondations sont pleines de salpêtre. Y'a plus de toi, juste une bâche contre les averses. Et donc je lutte car je ne veux pas que l'eau se déverse. La sécheresse de mes yeux rend jaloux tous les déserts. Le navire a pris des vagues et même la ville a pris des rides. Le bitume est mal, plus j'avance et plus c'est triste. J'aimerais déboucher les vannes, j'en ai marre de tout faire des cris. Comme si j'espérais un bon gros missile dans le cœur. Ah, tout ce que je garde au plus profond me dévore. Encore un jour où je vais devoir revêtir le masque. Yeah. Tout ce que je garde au plus profond me dévore. Pourquoi je ne pleure pas, tous les jours je retiens les larmes. Comme si ça faisait disparaître les problèmes. Pourquoi je ne pleure pas, tous les jours je retiens les larmes. Quoi que l'on fasse, il y aura toujours plein de problèmes. Quoi que l'on fasse, il y aura toujours plein de problèmes. Je reste avec mes frérots, avec eux y'a que de l'amour. Les autres gens qui me sourient, je sens bien que c'est que de la doux. De mon tour et en maternelle, j'étais déjà avec Ayoub. Il est rare que les jolies fleurs poussent parmi les cailloux. Il faut que j'arrête d'être trop souvent, moi je mets les ténèbres en lumière. Je veux le servir dans l'Éden ou bien le fire dans le clair. Faut pas pleurer le paradis, mais faut pas célébrer l'enfer. Projette pas les joies, les peines, dis pas aux sentiments de se taire. J'essaie d'ouvrir tous les jours pour me remplir de bonnes ondes. Souvent mon corps fait le saut, face aux crimes, mes émotions. J'ai crevité dans le fond, ma tête en ébullition. Quand mes yeux sont un peu lourds, je déverse tout dans le son. Embrasser cette femme, c'était comme embrasser le désordre. J'ai embrasé la flamme ardente qui consumait mon corps. Je retiens toutes les gouttes, mais j'ai trop peur que ça déborde. Il suffira de rien pour que tout d'un coup ça déborde. Une si belle personne à l'hôpital comprend bien qu'on a rien, tant de gens perdant le mal. À la mort, on est tous candidats. Genre pour un sourire grand et large, au fond, y'a tant de larmes.
Are back. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal and on CKUT.ca on the web. This is All Things McGill, and we have a new segment coming up. Elnathan, do you want to talk about it?
Yeah, this is one coming from Sequoia. It's coming from the News Collective, and it's going to be about the tuition hike protests that happened the prior week.
Yes, that's perfect. Exactly. I have nothing else to say, so we will listen to it right now.
What you're hearing is the sound of hundreds of McGill and Concordia students and other community members taking to the streets on Tuesday, March 13th, to protest the tuition hikes announced by the government. In October, the government announced that tuition hikes would double for out-of-province students, going from around $9,000 to $17,000, but they later backtracked on this, announcing that Bishop's University would be exempt and that the tuition fees would be set at around $12,000 instead, representing a 33% increase. Continuons le combat. This protest is coming amid a week-long strike called by student associations at McGill and Concordia last week, a coalition that included over 22,000 students at Concordia and over 2,000 at McGill.
Education, no, no, commodification, yes, yes.
This week-long strike is the third strike action that's occurred since the tuition hikes were announced. The first strike, at the end of November, saw around 1,000 students at Concordia go on a one-day strike. The second strike happened at the beginning of February, with around 12,000 students at McGill and Concordia taking part in a three-day strike. And that brings us to today's strike, which, just a month and a half later, saw the number of students on strike nearly double, at 22,000. As the protesters marched down Sherbrooke, organizers led chants and at one point got the crowd dancing and jumping like this.
This one goes a little like this. Un pas en avance, trois pas en arrière, c'est la politique du gouvernement. Un pas en avance, trois pas en arrière, c'est la politique du gouvernement.
The protesters made their way down Sherbrooke.
Is education something you deserve only? Afford to stay in there in the Ritz-Carlton? Fuck no!
Stopping in front of McTavish to call McGill students in.
Join us! Join us! Join us! Join us! Join us! Join us!
And headed towards François Legault's office just outside McGill's Roddick Gates. During the protest, I spoke to some of the participants to ask them why they were there. For Chloe, a student at Concordia, the strike this week represents a strategic, political, and economic move.
I think that we can see this increase in tuition as an expression of an austerity politic, and when the defunding of our public education is linked to so many other struggles off campus, we are here in solidarity with the workers, we are here in solidarity with the Front Commune who is on strike in the fall, we are here building our power as students to fight back against these politics that are attacking our right to education.
So you mentioned kind of like this cross solidarity. I mean, Concordia this week's been hosting many events like throughout the week-long strike. Have you gone to any of those? Like, have you taken part?
Yeah, there's been workshops by organizations like Slam Matu, which is a tenants union in Montreal. There's been teach-ins about land defense happening on Atikamek territory and organizing against the North Volt construction plant. All of these are opportunities for students to reclaim our education and to be part in a political mobilization that extends beyond our campus.
Yeah, totally. And are you seeing any of the impact of these strikes like in your life right now at all?
We're already seeing that courses are being cut. The departments have been told to slash their budget, and that means cutting courses. This impacts our ability to learn what we signed up to learn and our ability to access education even as current students.
Yeah, and then I guess, so what are your thoughts about the kind of strategic reason behind striking? Why is this an effective method of protest?
There's a couple reasons. We know that the Quebec government subsidizes our education, which means they have a vested economic interest in our completing the semester. When we are building the strike movement, we are threatening a general unlimited strike. We are threatening to withhold our academic labor and our participation in the system. This is a real financial, economic, and political threat to the government. It's also an opportunity for us to build our student power and to come together and to organize. It's the only tactic that has worked in the past. We can look at 2012, 2005, 1986, and we can see the success of student strikes.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
And just to be clear here, Chloe is referring to the fact that universities in Quebec are state-funded and that tuition is fixed by law. So universities can't choose to raise or lower tuition outside of, you know, institutional or registration or administration fees. Quebec subsidizes tuition to the tune of around $11,000 per student annually, a very heavy subsidy. And so, if an indefinite or unlimited strike were to be called, and that's a strike that goes on until certain demands are met, the government would stand to lose all that money.
That's what happened in 2012. The students called an indefinite strike, protesting a 75% increase in tuition, and that strike lasted for more than 6 months. I also spoke to Amanda Gutierrez, a fourth-year PhD student at Concordia. For Gutierrez, the tuition hikes threaten more than just financial accessibility to education. They threaten to tear at the social fabric of Quebec and Montreal at large.
Why are you here today? Why specifically did you feel it was important to show up at this protest?
I think it's important because as a PhD student, you know, in the 4 year, I might not be affected directly, but I think it's going to be deeply affected, not only for Montreal itself as a city, but also for the educational system. So once you cut off drastically in the way of how Quebec is sending this mandate, it means that it's a huge loss for education that is accessible for working class students, and also for students of color, indigenous, black, and students of color who are also immigrants. And that means a huge cut as well for the diversity, and implying also studies that might not be, you know, directly connected to science or economy, but as arts and, arts and education, cultural realms that are going to be extremely affected. And that goes to the diversity of voices and expressions that Montreal might have. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, why is that kind of diverse that you mentioned? Why is that important to you as a student here?
I think it's important to keep the diversity of voices, because otherwise it's just going to be super homogeneous. Only rich students with certain privileges are going to have access to the educational system that must be open, and it must be also not only accessible but reachable. And once you cut the diversity of voices, it's just going to have a direct, you know, expression of what it means to fight, what it means to be present in the city, what it means to be also visible. What are the voices that are going to be visible and educated? And that's extremely important, you know, for the future of education.
In front of François Legault's office, protesters heard some speeches from organizers and students. Here's Concordia organizer Valérie Brunel.
This is actually my first speech, and I'm going to be giving it in French. So, je suis ici en tant que Québécoise de souche, et j'ai quelques opinions à partager avec vous. Je ne veux pas qu'on prenne mes mots et qu'on les utilise pour représenter toute une province, mais je tiens à ce que mes mots soient entendus et compris par certains politiciens et politiciennes. Alors, je me présente, je m'appelle Valérie Brunel et j'ai été éduquée en français. Je m'appelle Valérie et j'ai été éduquée sur l'importance de la culture québécoise aussi. Je suis québécoise et je comprends la place que le français occupe dans notre société. Et je suis étudiante, et je ressens que mon éducation perd sa valeur. Je suis montréalaise, et je me sens attaquée. Je suis anglophone, et je me sens exclue. Alors, mes sentiments, ils ont eu beaucoup de temps pour prendre cette ampleur. Vous savez, c'est depuis le tout début du mandat à Monsieur le ministre que les personnes comme moi, et plusieurs autres personnes aussi, ont commencé à être ciblés par des projets de loi anti-québécois. En 2022, le projet de loi 96 a attaqué les cégeps. Les cégeps sont des établissements éducatifs fondamentalement québécois. Ils n'existent qu'au Québec. Pourtant, M. le ministre les attaque à pleine force avec un projet de loi qui vise ultimement à détruire la qualité de l'éducation dans les cégeps anglophones. Solidarité avec les cégeps anglophones. François Legault et Pascal Derry, les politiciens, là, on les a vus, ils ont augmenté les frais de scolarité dans les universités anglophones. Mais ça, ce ne sont que deux exemples qui m'ont ciblé, moi, une jeune Québécoise non marginalisée. Ce gouvernement a énormément attaqué les musulmans, les minorités religieuses avec la loi 21, Ils ont sous-estimé les préoccupations des manifestants du BLM durant l'été de 2020 et bien plus encore. En tant que Québécoise, je dis à voix haute et de tout mon cœur, ces personnes ciblées par ces lois sont une force intégrale à la société québécoise. Toutes ces personnes marginalisées systématiquement par ces lois sont mes professeurs, mes mentors, mes thérapeutes, mes infirmières, mes voisins et le plus important, ce sont mes frères et sœurs citoyens québécois. Alors, avec tout ça, je suis surtout prête à exprimer ma frustration envers M. le ministre. Vous voyez, ça fait un petit bout que je suis fatiguée de m'exprimer, de communiquer mes demandes, de me joindre à un mouvement et de ne pas recevoir de réponse. Est-ce que vous saviez qu'en dans le mois de novembre, on a fait une pétition qui avait plus de 30 000 signatures et qu'on n'a pas reçu de réponse? Et pourtant, la pétition, elle a été traduite en français. Alors, ce qui m'énerve vraiment, c'est qu'on avait 11 000 étudiants en grève au début du mois, présentement 30 000, qu'on est passé sur plusieurs chaînes de nouvelles. Ouais, 30 000 étudiants en grève! On est passé sur les chaînes de nouvelles, mais on n'est toujours pas reçu de réponse de notre cher Monsieur Legault. Est-ce qu'on a tenté de sonner à sa porte? Est-ce qu'il se cache à la capitale nationale? Je peux encore me plaindre pendant vraiment longtemps, mais en tant qu'étudiante en psychologie, je vais essayer de comprendre son comportement évasif. OK? Un comportement évasif comme le sien, ça doit sûrement indiquer une grave insécurité chez notre premier ministre. Si j'étais dans sa position, j'aurais peur d'une opposition solidaire. Si j'étais dans sa position, j'aurais des craintes qu'on demande ma résignation. Alors, en tant que futur psychologue, j'ai quelques conseils pour soulager ses sentiments négatifs. Un, peut s'engager à communiquer avec une personne de confiance et exprimer ses émotions. Il doit le ressentir ici, là. C'est beaucoup d'émotions. Alors, je me porte volontaire. Monsieur Legault, si tu m'entends, tu peux me parler. Les psychologues, il n'y en a pas beaucoup au Québec. Tu peux me parler. De deux, il peut s'engager à faire face à ses problèmes. Ça, c'est pas facile d'être en opposition à tout le secteur public, aux étudiants et à une province tannée d'un incompétent. Alors, je recommande sérieusement de prendre en considération les demandes de tes oppositions. Et un contre 500 000, c'est vraiment difficile à gagner. Et finalement, une dernière petite suggestion. Monsieur Legault, t'es un boomer, là. T'as 66 ans. Tu peux prendre ta retraite à 65. Fait que, fuck off, laisse la place aux jeunes!
Now, after the crowd heard some of the speeches, something that you don't see very often happened. The organizers invited anyone from the crowd to come up to the mic and share their thoughts. Have a listen.
For the next 10 minutes, I would like to invite anybody to come up and give a sentence or two about how they feel about tuition hikes. How do they feel? Are you fucking angry? Are you fucking worried? Come grab the mic, look at that asshole up there, and fuck him, tell him yourself.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm not from Quebec. I'm gonna admit I'm French, okay? No hate, whatever. We French people have a lot of rights concerning our education. How do you think we got it? Meetings? Sitting in closed doors? How do you think we got it? We went in the street and he fucking rioted, okay? So what is it?
I just want to say that our fight for free tuition is a fight against the system in general. We have to fight for a free Palestine. We have to fight for free housing. We have to fight for free education. And we don't do this one at a time. We do this all at once and we do this all together. Shut it down means shut everything down. It means our professors are shutting it down. It means our technicians are shutting it down. It means our workplaces are shutting it down. It means all of us, workers, students, the homeless people, unemployed people, all of the oppressed, we all have to shut it down to win it all.
Guys asked me how I feel, and just honestly, I'm just like, that is really manipulative what they did, and like they did such a good job, the Quebec government, making us not want to care. But do we care? Like, all this stuff about, like, this won't affect us now, this is starting next year, our tuition won't change. They lowered the temperature at one of our buildings to cut costs. What on earth?
This is super short. I'm from the United States. I've seen what greed does to education. It is nearly goddamn impossible to get a decent secondary level education there, to get a higher education, much less to enter the job market with that. It's fucking bullshit, and if you can stop it in this country, you should do every goddamn thing possible to do so. Student at McGill. My sister just graduated this year and she was supposed to come here to McGill with me, but because of these tuition hikes, she no longer can. This is only to keep the universities rich and white. Fuck tuition hikes.
I just want to say the government is hurting itself. I'm a French major and my Quebecois history class was canceled because of budget cuts.
I'd like to call out one specific person that's been central to the 2012 movement and are now completely muted about what's happening right now. Gabrielle Nadeau-Dubois, say something. Be present. Where are you? We can't see you. Show up.
Hey, everybody. Where is all the people from the Global South? People from the Global South are coming here, are studying, are paying fucking tuition that is increasing.
On February 23rd, McGill and Concordia independently filed lawsuits against the government's tuition hikes, citing government overreach, discrimination against Anglophones, lack of proper consultation, and the fact that the tuition hikes created unconstitutional barriers to provincial trade by limiting student mobility, choice of university, and access to education. The student-led movement against tuition hikes is ongoing, and we have yet to see what the next actions will be. This is Sequoia Kim, reporting for CKUT 90.3 FM. Thank you for listening.
If it sounds like Montreal, it sounds like CKUT. CKUT's annual funding drive is back, and this year we're celebrating the city that made us. From Friday, March 15th to Sunday, March 24th, tune in for an earful of Montreal-made magic. Your favorite programmers will be live in studio and live streaming online for the first time ever. Tune in online, on the good old-fashioned radio, or join us in person. CKUT friends and family will be providing the tunes for an opening party at Bar La Marche à Côté on March 14th and a closing night on March 23rd at Nouvel Établissement. Stay tuned at our website for other events that put the fun in fundraising. Don't miss these celebrations of community radio and sounds of the city from your favorite local DJs. We need $50,000 to keep CKUT on the map. Powering a nonprofit radio station is more expensive than ever. Will you answer the call of your community before it's too late? Donate now by visiting ckut.ca/donate or by calling 514-907-9424. CKUT 90.3 FM, the sound of Montreal since 1987. CKUT's annual funding drive is back and taking place from March 15th to 24th, 2024. We have exciting new merch available for our donors, including t-shirts, tote bags, mugs, magnets, and posters. Thanks to the generosity of this year's sponsors, you'll get a chance to win goodies from your favorite local businesses, festivals, and more, with every donation $35 or above. This year's sponsors include Pop Montreal, Cinema Public, Constellation Records, Mutech, Festival du Nouveau Cinéma, Encore Books and Vinyl, RIDM, CNL Cycle, Adam Hart, Just Seeds, Lola Rosa, Putting Edge, Drawn in Quarterly, Death of Vinyl, La Rama, La Seltzer, Dispensaire Microbrasserie, Lugliom, Pizza Bouquet, and Paragraph Bookstore. CKUT would like to thank our sponsors for supporting another year of people-powered community radio. For more details on prizes and to donate, go to ckut.ca/donate.
Say na 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 na. Say baby, let me love you down. The only way that I know how. The cold with the cold food and the good loving. Stop playing these games, let me love you down. The only way that I know how. The cold with the cold food and the good loving. Stop playing these games, you know you want this. Yeah, yeah, I say you know you want this. Yeah, yeah. Sun-kissed skin in the morning. Babe, lay down and keep yawning. I don't wanna wake up yet. I don't wanna go and start my day just yet. I just wanna lay in bed and think about memories together. Sitting in the garden, smoking spliffs in nice weather. Running my fingers through your hair. I pretend not to care, but I do be. You know I do, you've seen me at my worst. When it really hurts. But you're there to pick me up again. Lover and my best friend. Come, let's go and get them. I wanna do the love letters. The adventures grow old, live off pensions. But it's come to my attention that life ain't the way I thought it was and never will be. But this pain, it won't kill me, just make mine stronger. Step after step and the path get longer. And I got mistakes I gotta rectify. And I know that I just always did my best to hide. But I testify that it's got me feeling less inside. Love you down. The only way that I know how. The cold with the cold food and the good loving. Stop playing these games, let me love you down. The only way that I know how. The cold with the cold food and the good loving. Stop playing these games, you know you want this. Yeah, yeah, I say you know you want this. Yeah, yeah.
And you can hear it in my voice when I'm being dishonest. And I know that I just always went and broke a promise. Give you that feeling in your stomach like you're gonna vomit. Moving like the thing forgiven, but it ain't forgotten. And the white lies were never meant to hurt you. But I know it's the bigger lies that mean I don't deserve you. But I just urge you to work through and do everything that's worth you.
Porque mi vida, la vida es la vida. Yo aún te quiero en la mía. Sentarme pa' escribirte poesía. Todavía tengo todas tus fotos en mi galería. Pero tengo mucho por crecer. Pa' no volver a cometer errores de ayer. Pero un día yo volveré para enseñarte. Que lo único que quiero es amarte. Me love you down. The only way that I know how. The cold with the cold food and the good loving. Stop playing these games, let me love you down. The only way that I know how. The cold with the cold food and the good loving. Stop playing these games, you know you want this. Yeah, yeah, I say you know you want this. Yeah, yeah. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh,
Spring Into Action, Outrage, is happening March 11th through 24th. Spring into Action is an annual event series that is organized and funded by QPIRG McGill and SSMU. Every spring, QPIRG organizes a week of free workshops, discussions, film screenings, and social events engaging local and global issues. We have an exciting lineup of events, including a screen printing workshop, community dinner and zine making night, Prison Abolition 101, and other practical and capacity building workshops for organizing in the midst of injustice and anger. Check out the schedule of events at QPIRGMcGill.org or on our Instagram at QPIRGMcGill.
Pendant plus de 30 ans, Louis-Yves Lucien, homme d'affaires, entrepreneur, s'est construit une réputation sans faille. Et son savoir-faire se définit en 5 mots. Compétence, professionnalisme, discrétion, transparence et expérience. Projet de transaction, achat, vente d'une propriété immobilière, en un tour de main, en un tour de clé, avec Louis-Yves Lucien, c'est vous qui gagnez. Qu'il s'agisse d'un premier achat ou d'acquisition d'un multi-logement locatif, investisseur immobilier, vous êtes parmi ses clients privilégiés. Il prendra plaisir à partager avec vous son savoir-faire. Contactez Louis-Yves Lucien au 514-867-8352. Ce n'est pas sans raison que la communauté se reconnaît en lui.
to you now. You told me you were proud of me. I drink up your poems just like a bottle of the finest wine. Turned out to get so dizzy I couldn't see. It was a fucking lie. Always scared I'd run till our horror tale just like a snitch. Congrats, you successfully a good guy, but you hurt me, and even though my strength can bear to hear your name anymore, baby boy, watch me set fire to you now.
Am I just another day wished away?
Sign of a truce, put a foot up your ass if it ain't in your shoes. Iron rock, I'm the blues, I'm a bleeding contusion. The source of confusion, a pitch black illusion. The sun with no fusion, I'm colder than nothing. I'm pipe dreaming close and I ain't even okay. In my head. I hit the bank and made a fucking withdrawal. She said, you sure you want this love and you can fucking withdraw. This shit got way too big to be fucking with y'all. This shit got way too big, blowing rats at the mall.
Rats at the mall. Yeah, yeah.
Was expecting you.
Manila.
Hallelujah.
And if you wish, man.
You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal and on CKUT.ca on the web. This is All Things McGill, and yeah, we're going to talk about the strike very quickly. Do you want to?
Yeah, so the other day it was announced that the TAs voted to strike for higher wages and some other protections, like one against inflation and I believe healthcare as well, just to be more on par with what TAs at other top Canadian universities are getting paid and their benefits. And it's right in time for finals, so maybe like that'll be ample pressure for McGill to do anything about it, because it's really not a good situation for professors to have that sort of workload right in time for all the final assignments and such being due. Do you have anything to add to that?
No, yeah, that's very well put. Yeah, with final coming up, like TAs are especially useful and needed for professors to grade and, you know, to be available also to students to talk about papers and everything. So yeah, the threat of it, of the protesting and doing such a strike is a powerful move. So we'll see what McGill responds in a few days coming up. Yeah, I think that's about it for our news, little newsy segment. Little reminder that it is our funding drive, CKUT yearly funding drive, is happening right now. And I will invite you to donate. We have very, very cool merch that you can check out on our website. And yeah, just support your favorite local community station. And
also the events that are happening throughout the week. Yeah, there are a few going on at night. I know a friend of mine is being bouncer, so definitely take a look at those and see what you can attend.
Thank you for reminding me of that. Yeah, we have a whole list on our website still, and also you can follow us on Instagram at CKUT Music. It is 11:53. We have a few minutes left. We're going to chill, listen to some music, and we're going to take a little ad break in the meantime. All right, everyone, has a good week. Elnathan, do you want the last words?
Thank you for listening.
Exactly.
Thursday, March 28th at La Sala Rosa, Orchestra Criminal launched a brand new album of criminal tunes sung in Yiddish, Bosnian, Greek, Arabic, Polish, Hindi, Spanish, Norwegian, and mixed Dengo. Orchestra Criminal is a gender-balanced 10-piece of improv performers busting out adventurous gangster songs from a dangerous and forgotten era. Thursday, March 28th, Orchestra Criminal's album launch at La Sala Rosa with special guests La Delegación. Tickets $20 in advance at CasaDelPopolo.com, doors at 7, a co-presentation of Sueni Per El Popolo and CKUT.
Entendrez résonner, barrez-vous. Et je crois on pourra pas s'aimer. T'as vu parfois le mal comme ça paraît doux. Un jour on ira voir la mer. Pendant la fête on ira voir les fous. J'aimerais dire à mes genoux ne parlez-vous. Elle m'a dit quand tu me regardes dans les yeux, mon amour je vois les trous. Guette-moi dans les yeux la nuit. Même si je sais que ça changera pas mes jours. J'ai vu l'avenir y pleurer sur la plage. Un peu de soleil lui taper sur les joues. Des années que je perds mes meilleures années. Pourvu qu'il me blesse, ça camoufera les coups. Un peu d'amour mélangé à la guerre. Pourvu qu'il neige, chacun m'offra les douilles, moi. Je sais pas quand m'aura l'amour, quoi. Comment ça, je n'étais pas là pour toi. Je sais pas comment, mais je comprends pourquoi. La vérité, c'est que je suis pas là pour moi. On s'inquiète d'hier, puis la cour carrée des pères hier. Avant-hier, j'ai demandé demain pourquoi j'avais toujours pas vu mon papa hier.
Je suis dans un nuage de fumée parce que j'ai pas le cœur à la fête. Pourquoi tu montes pas que tu m'aimes parce que j'ai que le cash dans la sera fait demain. Je comprends pourquoi on me prend la tête. À Paris fait hyper froid. J'ai pas compris tout ce qu'ils disaient de moi. Moi j'ai rêvé de moi. Pour une fois j'ai osé rêver de moi. J'allume un terre moi. Ton monde je pourrais pas le changer moi. Qu'est-ce que j'ai fait moi? Je veux revoir la lumière. Non plus rien ne sera comme avant. Ils nous regardent de travers. Mais nique sa mère on avance. On t'éteint la lumière. Y'a de la fumée, y'a des cendres. Il fait froid dans nos cœurs. On n'est même pas en décembre. Je veux revoir la lumière. Non plus rien ne sera comme avant. Ils nous regardent de travers. Mais nique sa mère on avance. On t'éteint la lumière. Y'a de la fumée, y'a des cendres. J'ai pas compris tout ce qu'ils disaient de moi. Moi j'ai rêvé de moi. Pour une fois j'ai osé rêver de moi. J'allume un terre moi. Ton monde je pourrais pas le changer moi. Qu'est-ce que j'ai fait moi? À faire. Ma tête s'éloigne, je vois plus les feux arrière. Maman sait pas à quel point j'aime pas les hommes. Le ciel sait bien à quel point j'aime trop la terre. Combien sont tombés chez nous? Une chose est sur moi que dans le camp adverse. Je me souviens tout petit, je voyais tant de zéros. Ça me rappelle à quel point j'en ai tant à faire. Et dès le début, on est tous destinés à mourir loin comme on se l'est promis. Mon père, toi qui m'applaudis, toi ma déterre, je t'aime à la folie. La télé camoufle le bruit des gens qui s'aiment plus, j'avais la douzaine. Bravo, maintenant j'ai des acouphènes. Mais je suis devant la porte, dans chacune des poches j'ai plus ou moins 20 grenades. Les enfants venaient en rente, il commence à pleuvoir, je me suis réveillé, la liasse était bien épaisse. Je suis dans le film où je les baisse, j'ai une vue imprenable, j'ai une vue imprenable, j'ai une vue imprenable. Tout m'échappe comme l'impression, j'ai des mains de sable. Je sais d'essayer de garder le bras tendu, même si des fois la vie elle devient intenable. Et le tout c'est pas de savoir comment on fait, mais comment on ferait si on se remettait ensemble et on se requittait. Est-ce qu'on s'y ferait? Peut-être que si. Moi j'y crois pas trop, de croire aux esprits. Plus de chances d'être déçu quand le plan est précis.
Tu veux faire?
Bon, pour l'instant, tous les trucs qu'on a dit c'est ça et qu'on l'a fait et que tout le monde a dit c'est ça ou c'est pas ça, au final c'était quand même ça. Genre en mode gros.
Et cette nuit, la lune m'a réveillé. Et elle m'a même pas demandé qui j'étais. Ça fait quelques jours que le soleil est maintenant parti. Et il reviendra car une histoire s'est faite pour se répéter. Mais j'ai froid maintenant. Et ce qui m'entriste, c'est que des gens ne connaissent pas le pincement. Et le cœur, c'est juste un grand moteur où d'autres n'entendent même pas le grincement. Le mien, il est juste écrasé par le géant. Comme si d'un coup, je me retrouvais à genoux devant le néant. Et en ce moment, je me ressentir tout petit devant la mer. Où maman disait, je pense qu'on peut croire à demain qu'en le créant. Et l'une me dit, je suis pas assez ci, pas assez ça. Mon amour, je suis peut-être juste de trop. 40 minutes, j'ai pas vu le métro, et le futur, j'ai pas pu lever ski, donc je l'ai amené au resto, puis je l'ai vu s'éloigner dans le rétro. Ne m'attends pas. Je suis dans ton cœur en train de visiter l'enfer. Mais y'a des gens qui me bloquent la route. Et t'inquiète pas, c'est pas que j'aime me faire du mal ou que j'aime en faire, c'est juste que je suis amoureux des gens qui doutent. Et j'ai envie de te dire que je sais pas quoi te dire. Parce que partir d'ici, c'est pas oublier. Est-ce qu'il y a la vérité dans le creux de ses yeux? Je le verrai bien quand je les ouvrirai. Et avant la fin, ma grand-mère m'a dit, si tu me cherches, regarde le ciel scintiller. Je lui ai demandé si on est tous nés pour mourir, elle m'a dit non, on est juste nés pour briller. Et dans ma biographie, à la dernière page, je mettrai peut-être juste un point, peut-être deux, et s'il y a un peu d'espoir, peut-être trois. Rien ou peu ou pas, sa main, ses yeux, ses doigts, bien c'est mieux, c'est toi, viens à Dieu, baise-moi. Merci pour la douleur, de rien pour la douceur, parce qu'elle avait des yeux qui rendraient jaloux les dieux, et ça fait pleurer le ciel maintenant.
Yes, you already know what it is. CKUT 90.3, Whose Vibe is the name of the show. It's me, Rossy Ross, on the mix. I'm here with my girl, Sky MTL 6. Man, what's happening, yo?
So much things are happening this week.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely, most definitely. First and foremost, it's a CKUT Funding Drive 2024. Mm-hmm. Make sure y'all call in and tune in. And donate, you know what I'm saying? Keep the radio alive, you know what I'm saying? CKUT is a big part of the culture over here.
in Montreal. We have a special show with a lot of special guests. You know what I mean? But, you know, we're not going to deal with it just now. You know what I'm saying? But without further ado, we're going to get into some music right now. So we're going to go with Solo YS with Big House. So once again, you listen to Who's Vibe on CKUT 90.3. Let's get it.
Don't make the man and chicken up. Cause the man and we are boss now have nothing at all. Be careful.